Executive Mentoring Course. Now, today already, you should have taken a few minutes out to rewrite your goals for this 21 days. And either last night or this morning or both, you should have spent at least 5 minutes in the theater of your mind, starring in your own smash hit blockbuster movie. Today, it's all about overcoming limiting beliefs. And this is a pivotal point in the 21-day course. Because as soon as you start to identify your limiting beliefs and clear them, then you really are going to make this quantum leap. You see, you can take all the action in the world, but if you don't believe in yourself and what you're doing, it's not going to happen. And what we need to do in a lot of cases is increase your level of belief and confidence many levels higher. Beliefs are so powerful. The most powerful meanings that we have are what we choose to believe about ourselves and the world. Just one belief can mean the difference between happiness and unhappiness, success and failure, being an also-ran or a world champion. Our beliefs can determine everything from our level of intelligence, the quality of our relationships, our health, success, our ability to make money. What we believe has a far greater influence than the actual truth. Beliefs are the windows through which we view the world. But ultimately, a belief is no more than a perspective. And the greatest minds on the planet simply have a different set of beliefs than the average person. In life, your results will always match your unconscious beliefs. And a lot of the limiting beliefs that we have are accompanied by self-talk, negative self-talk, that's going on internally. And nothing takes the wind out of your sails more quickly than a few critical comments made by the wrong person at the wrong time. But the worst critic you will ever encounter is the one who lives inside your own mind. The way often we talk to ourselves has a profound impact on our emotional state. For example, consider when you've made mistakes. Consider the tone of your voice that you use when you talk to yourself. Do you say, "Fantastic, another learning experience, another way how not to do things"? I think not. It's something more along the lines of, "You idiot, yet again you show the world what a fool you are." Ah. So, even right now, as you're listening to this, remember when you made a big mistake and how you spoke to yourself? What did it sound like? Was it critical, condescending, angry, sarcastic? Perhaps all of these. Many people assume that just because there's a voice inside their head that they have to listen to it. But you don't. That voice inside your head is not the voice of wisdom. It just thinks it is. Self-talk is something we all do. But the question I have for you is, does it serve you or does it work against you to your detriment? All self-talk starts out as a thought or a series of thoughts in our mind. In fact, everything starts out as a thought. With every thought, there's a picture, albeit hazy or unclear at times. So thoughts really are things, flashes of energy and information that science can now measure. Every single thought that we have vibrates through our body and mind, and extends beyond that. With every thought, there's a feeling. For example, the more exciting the thought and the picture, the more passionate the feeling. If you have a depressed thought, that's followed by a depressed feeling. And you can tell what anybody's consistent thoughts are by looking at their current results. The real problem here is that most people have no control whatsoever over their thoughts, and they allow themselves to get caught and trapped in very disempowering thoughts that can weaken them and ultimately ruin their life. For example, you probably know people who can get stuck in something that somebody said to them years ago and never recover. And that's the frightening and sad part about all of this. Because with just a little more education, this could save people years of unnecessary hurt and self-sabotage. So you really have to gain mastery over your mind, take control over your thoughts, to the point where you don't bother running thoughts that are of a negative nature, that are self-destructive. Thoughts are like punches being thrown at you. And with most people, they're going to be hurt by those punches, and they're going to go down. and a lot of people are going to stay down and not get back up. But as Gandhi would say, nobody can hurt me without my permission. Going back to the self-talk, how can you tell the difference between the two voices? This is a question I'm often asked. The voice of your intuition and higher self as opposed to the inner critic. Well, that's pretty easy, really. The still, small voice within is exactly that. It's calm, it's assured, it's confident, it's compassionate, intelligent, subtle. It makes you feel really good, really looked after. It gives you a different type of security. And you really have this feeling of, this is it. This is the right action to take. This is a direct instruction from this higher part of me. I know I'm meant to follow this. And if I follow its wisdom, the perfect series of events will take place. And that's what happens. And also your mind is clear. Whereas the other voice is harsh, critical, angry, reactive, fearful even, worried, doubting. It's always negative, always putting you down, always talking you out of things, telling you that it's okay to struggle, and it's always telling you that it's okay to procrastinate. Wait a bit longer. Tomorrow's a better day. It's that voice that keeps telling you that you're just not good enough. And immediately, you're feeling doubtful. And if you keep this going, you can lose all confidence in yourself. And that's what happens to a lot of people. Eventually, they can get trapped even in depression. And you have done this to yourself by getting trapped in your own thoughts. But an important step in forming your new empowering mindset is to realize what your beliefs are and to question those that may no longer be serving you. Many times, beliefs left unchallenged will continue to limit you. But you can start to uncover your disempowering beliefs by being totally honest with yourself and the fact that in some areas you may just be making excuses. Successful people take responsibility. They never make excuses. They commit to learn from every experience, good or bad. If a certain approach fails, they commit to trying a different tactic next time. But unfortunately, the majority of us were never taught how to break those habits and patterns and question our beliefs. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to explore those limiting beliefs. So you have your worksheet. Hopefully you've printed out your worksheet and you have it beside you or up on your screen. And you can be filling in the blanks as we move forward here. But I want you to begin now and to really start to analyze what beliefs that you may be holding that are stopping you from taking massive action towards your goals. Write down a list of limiting beliefs right now. Now, don't skip this step under any circumstances. Go ahead and let's take a minute and write down as many as you can think of. So what are the beliefs that are holding you back and have held you back for so long? And this is so unique to every individual. Take these few moments now and write it down. And here's what I hear a lot of when I do seminars. People will tell me it's hard to make money. It's hard to make money doing what you most love to do. You have to work very hard to be successful. I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. I'm not smart enough. I've got problems you don't understand. I'm too young. I'm too old. I don't have enough time. I'm unworthy of success. I'm just not meant to make money. I'm destined for a life of struggle. And it just goes on and on. So what's holding you back? Okay, if you need to write any more, you can just pause the recording and you can just keep writing. So often people ask, why is it that they keep creating the same circumstances in their lives? How come we have the same relationships, the same jobs, the same conditions? Why do we keep repeating the same actions and expect a different result? Often most people just relive the lives of their parents. There's maybe a few exceptions. We can live our lives based on programs inherited from our teachers, from our religion, our cultural background, society. And often we're living somebody else's dream, In many cases, it turns out to be someone else's nightmare. And now, taking that into consideration, answer the next question, and that is, looking back across your life, where do you think this major limiting belief that you're focusing on now came from? Where do you think it came from? Once again, just take a few moments to write that down now. And also, how has this belief limited your life in the past? Just think about it. Just a few thoughts, a few limitations that can talk you out of things. Many opportunities have you missed because of this limiting belief? Wow, what would your life be like right now if you hadn't that limitation? So looking back across your life, where do you think this belief came from? And how has it limited your life up till now? And once again, if you want to write any more on that, you can just pause the recording, keep writing, and then just come back. So here's the next question. Assuming that you were to hold on to this belief for the next 5 years, how will it limit your future? And once again, go ahead now and write that down. You know, back early on in my career, I'd reached a certain level. I was enjoying a moderate amount of success. I still always felt that I was destined to do much greater things. So I sat down and I asked myself, if I continue along the present course I'm on, where will I end up? Where will I be 5 years from now? You know what? I was shocked to realize that if I carried on with my day-to-day habitual patterns of thinking, feeling, and acting, even though I was enjoying moderate success in comparison to where I'd come from, 5 years from now, I wouldn't really be any more fulfilled, spiritually, emotionally, or financially. I'd just be 5 years older, a little more paranoid, and essentially, I'd still be living from day to day, nowhere near fulfilling my true potential. So I really had to up my game. And the way I upped my game was to do more work on myself, just like we're doing right now. Once again, if you want to spend more time on that, just pause the recording. Next question. What will you lose as a result? We'll tie this in with the next couple of questions. How will this belief affect the quality of your life and your relationships? How will it impact your finances? Go ahead and get writing. What will you lose as a result? How will it affect the quality of your life and your relationships and your finances? Of course, everything is interlinked. And the next question there is, why must you absolutely change this belief now? Go ahead and write down why you absolutely have to change this belief. What's it going to cost you not to change this belief? Personally, for me, it's not fulfilling my potential. If I was to hold on to those limitations that I used to have, then I'd be like a lot of people where they come to the end of their lives and they really have that pain and regret of unfulfilled dreams. They never got to sing their song. They had so much potential. And now it was the end and they really hadn't fulfilled anywhere near their full potential. Let that not be you. Okay, and once again, if you need to take more time, just pause the recording, come back to it. Let's take relationships and talk about that for a second. Have you ever wondered why you keep attracting, I'm not saying you personally, but often people will say this, why am I attracting the wrong person for me, time and time again? So they'll say, why do I choose the wrong person? I must not be destined to have a great relationship. And the truth is, it all depends on where your programming is at and where your internal relationship blueprint is set. And it's the same with money. In these economic times, you can have people who are really having problems with money. But you know what? They probably had as many problems regarding money in the good times. Because it's just that their internal compass is locked in at broke or poor. Their unconscious programming doesn't support them making, growing, and holding on to their wealth. Their mind is literally set or fixed on struggle and poverty. So what disempowering self-talk is coming from that little voice inside? What is the self-talk? What is the tone of voice? When you wake up in the morning, what's your rehearsal? Is it, I'm so thankful to be alive? Or is it, oh no, another day of struggle in a life that I hate? The truth is, most people can talk themselves out of their greatness before the day even begins. Because we tend to focus on the negative. Even right now, as you're listening to this, what happens when you look inside your mind? Because the goals that you want, they must stand out when you look inside. This is so vitally important because the average person, they're just going to continuously focus so much on the bad, stored programs that it just overshadows the good. So for every 10 things that happen to us, if 9 were good and 1 was negative, we're conditioned to dwell on the negative. But the champions of our world, they don't think like that. So they could have 10 things that happen to them. 9 of them could be negative because, you know, starting out, they might have failure after failure or so-called failure after failure. But the one positive thing that stands out, they'll focus on that. They'll put all their attention into that. When Thomas Edison looked into his mind, where would he be if all he saw was the 1,000 times that he failed? He continuously saw the successes he achieved, and these were a resource that he could draw on, and his vision of where he was going was just there. And he'd say to himself, you know what, I have not failed 1,000 times. I haven't even failed once. I've succeeded in proving that those 1,000 ways won't work. When I've eliminated all the ways that won't work, I'll find a way that will work. And his self-talk was, it's only a matter of time. So strangely, it's not about how many good or bad events happen to us, but it's how we store these events and what we choose to focus on. Right now, all of our stored programs, both positive and negative, are affecting us, and will continue to do so in the future. So the current results that you're experiencing depend on those programs, but more importantly, depend on what you're choosing to focus on. So let's go back to the worksheet, and let's begin to tackle those limiting beliefs head on. Who do you know who has accomplished this goal that you want to achieve? Who do you know who has accomplished this goal? There's people that you know, that you admire, that you look up to. What are the different beliefs that they hold in their mind? Imagine you could step into their mind right now. You're looking out through their eyes. What are they seeing? What are they feeling? What beliefs do they have that maybe you don't? And what difficult things have you accomplished before? Because we've all overcome challenges and obstacles at different times in our lives. We've been able to really make a breakthrough when things seemed desperate at times. So what have you done? What have you accomplished? Keep writing, because you just keep at this until you have enough evidence to discredit each limiting belief. Thank you. So what's your new empowering belief? What is your new empowering belief? Write that down right now. If before you were that person who procrastinated because you believed you weren't good enough or the time was never right, or maybe now you're that person of action because you seize the moment. The opportunity is right now. If you lacked confidence, perhaps now you just have this unshakable belief in yourself. What is your new empowering belief? Just write that down now. Take the time to really go into it. Okay, you see how that works? You just keep at this until you have gathered enough evidence to discredit any of these major limiting beliefs. Now, the next technique, and I love this technique, was developed by a hero of mine, a guy called Emile Coué. And Coué was regarded as the first person to discover that all hypnosis was self-hypnosis. In other words, even if someone offered you a suggestion, you still had to give yourself permission to accept it, and therefore you ultimately gave yourself that auto-suggestion. Coué was famous because he coined the phrase, "Day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better." And he used to see people all the time and get them to fill up their mind with just this one idea. And he'd get them to say it over and over again in a relaxed, quiet, smooth, unobtrusive way. The patient would come along and they were instructed to sit or lie down in a relaxed, dreamy state. Now remember, research shows that by moving into a relaxed state, your brain produces these chemicals, these feel-good chemicals. So you produce these emotions of happiness or joy, and that's really, really crucial when you're doing an auto-suggestion. You're switching mental gears, but you've got the right kind of emotion behind it. Now, he'd get them to say it over and over again. Day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Day by day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Now, they wouldn't say it out loud, but they'd move their lips and they'd say it very, very fast so that a thought couldn't come in to the contrary. Now, you can use this, and it's so powerful, it's so profound. That's why I love it. It's so simple, but you can use it for anything. So if you want to become healthier, you just say over and over again, day by day in every way, I'm becoming healthier and healthier. If you want to attract more prosperity, then day by day in every way, I'm becoming more and more prosperous. Like you'll even notice it right here, right now, if you just said moment by moment in every way, I'm becoming calmer and calmer. And it works when you fill up your mind with that auto-suggestion. I find that very effective before a presentation, before an interview, because it has an immediate effect. Even if you want more energy, you can just say, moment by moment, I'm becoming more and more energetic. And it works when you have that relaxation and that emotion behind it, and you say it over and over again very, very quickly. You get the idea? So choose some of these auto-suggestions right now. Day by day in every way. What's happening with you? Are you getting better and better? Healthier and healthier, more and more prosperous, more and more confident, more and more relaxed. Notice how even writing it down and filling up your mind with that auto-suggestion changes your state immediately. That's the power of just simply filling up your mind with that one idea. And just keep at it now for just a few moments. Okay, good. Now next, what you try and do is turn your auto-suggestions into questions. You know, your own mind is the ultimate search engine. As soon as you ask the right questions, it's obliged to give you the answers. So go ahead now, and whatever all the suggestions you wrote down, turn them into questions. So for example, if you said day by day in every way I'm getting better and better, well, how exactly can you become better today? Day by day in every way I'm becoming more and more successful. Well, how exactly can you become more successful today? How can you make a quantum leap? If you want to become more prosperous, how exactly can I make more money today? How can you do better? How can you make a shift? How can you make a quantum leap? These are the questions that you need to be asking yourself right now. And once again, just take a few moments just to write it down and just watch how your mind responds. That's really good. Your mind is an amazing machine. It really can do the impossible. And it's obliged to provide you with whatever you're looking for. So asking the right questions now will cause it to offer you ways that you maybe haven't thought of before. Okay, so there we have it. That's all about overcoming limiting beliefs. And for your home play, here's what I want you to do. Once again, rewrite your goals for the 21 days and go through the whole process that you've just gone through on this recording. Choose another major limiting belief that you've held about yourself and answer all of those questions. And of course, remember to go into the theater of your mind. Rehearse your mental movie, but this time, look at it from the perspective where you have this new empowering belief about yourself. Be looking out through your own eyes, feeling the feelings of already achieving your goal. And what does having this new empowering belief now allow you to do that you couldn't do before? How is your world changing as a result of having this new belief? So add in that belief as you look at your creation. And, of course, practice the Kuei formula. Day by day in every way, you're getting better and better. And turn those auto-suggestions into questions. Now, you've done very well today. I think you'll notice that you'll have made a breakthrough. Well done. And we'll talk again same time tomorrow.